Senat tashqi aloqalar qo'mitasi raisi Bob Corkerning aytishicha, Amerika suriyalik qochqinlar taqdiriga befarq qarab tura olmaydi.
As a nation, I hate to say it, we bear some responsibility for what's happening. The type of things that are occurring are things you would never imagine would occur in the year 2020.
Boshqa bir davlatdagi halokatni ko'rmaganga olish katta xato. Suriyada bugun ro'y berayotgan voqealar 2015-yilda bo'lishi mumkin emas. 2015-yilda bo'lsa mayli ekan, lekin 2015-yilda emas, deydi Bob Corker. Aksariyat respublikachilar kabi Corkerning ishonchi komil, Obama ma'muriyati indamay turib tanazzulni yanada alanga oldiryapti. Ayrim demokratlar fikricha ham Amerika Suriyadagi mojaroga agressiv, keskin yondashsa foydadan xoli bo'lmaydi. Demokrat senator Patrick Leahyning aytishicha, asosiy g'alamiz Suriya rahbari Bashar al-Assad. Leahy prezident Obamaning 10 ming suriyalik qochqinga panoh berish rejasini olqishlayapti.
The Europeans have been very good in stepping up, but we're going to have to
Yevropa dadil harakat qilib qochqinlarga yordam berdi. Biz ham shu yo'lni tutishimiz kerak. Qochqinlarni qabul qilishimiz lozim, dedi Leahy. Demokrat Tim Kaine ham Obamaning tashabbusidan mamnun.
When you compare that against what Lebanon is doing that is housing over a million, Turkey over 2 million, Jordan a million,
Livan milliondan oshiq odamni, Turkiya 2 milliondan ziyod qochqinni, Iordaniya million suriyalikni bag'riga oldi. Bularning oldida biz ko'proq ish qilsak ham arziydi, deydi keyin. Senator Corkerning aytishicha, prezident Obama albatta suriyalik qochoqlar sonini belgilashda muhim rol o'ynaydi, lekin Kongressning ham o'rni salmoqli, ayniqsa bu chora uchun zarur moliyani tasdiqlashga kelganda. Kapitoliydan Michael Bauman, Washingtondan Nasiba Tohir, Amerika ovozi radiosi.